You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
And save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When I turn right, but you turn all the way.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I warmly welcome all of you to another brilliant conversation. I'm so thankful for each of you that has joined us today, and I'm especially thankful for our guest and the wonderful work that they are doing to help us all stay safe and well. Will you please introduce yourself to us?
My name is Julie Lamb. I'm so glad that I got invited on your show, Dr. Karima. My name is Julie Lamb. I'm the founder of Smart Together America.
We are so thankful for you. I hope someone has thanked you for the work you're doing and the courage that you're showing. And if not, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for this wonderful work.
You're very welcome.
Oh, wonderful. Will you please tell us how this all started?
First, I would like to explain what is Smart Together America.
Yes.
Smart Together America is a grassroots national public health advocacy group created in 2020, which I initiated it. Our team is made up of COVID-19 and long COVID survivors, public health advocates, and medical professional who have vowed to expose the life-threatening yet preventable risk of contracting COVID. We have collaborated with countless advocates all over the world to continue to grow the mission of advocating for people threatened by this disease by promoting the multi-layered approach in preventing sickness. People can find our awareness campaign on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And a lot of good information about preventive tools can be found on our website called MouthTogetherAmerica.org. And back to you. So you asked me how I started this whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. So it was back in 2020 when we don't have vaccines. Mm-hmm. And the only thing the CDC was, or the WHO was asking everyone is to social distance, you know, no hugging, elbow touching. Mm-hmm. Remember that time? And mm-hmm. we were encouraged to make our own cloth masks. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people started sewing again and cutting up their worn T-shirts and making masks at home. So that was the time when Mask Together America was initiated. Mm-hmm. I lost two friends.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One of them was a surgeon at Mount Sinai Hospital in Queens. Mm. Dr. Barry Weber was an emergency. It was working at the emergency room at that time. They didn't have mandates for masking. Part of that is because, you know, we had a severe shortage in PPE in our country, mm-hmm. and you really cannot mandate something where people can't get it. Mm-hmm. And so he died alone, actually. You know, he sent his family away. And I remember his wife telling me the whole story, how they watched the Virus, the last movie they watched together. And very contracted the virus, and he wasn't able to even see his children. His two sons were friends of mine, and they used to swim together. And sorry.
No, I'm crying too, because I can't imagine not being able to see my children.
I remember we were banging pots and pans in New York. We were banging pots and pans, hoping to send out noises to encourage and keep the front line going.
Yes, yes.
And we watched all the windows open with people stepping out and banging their pots and pans. And I always joined them every afternoon, you know, when we did it together. And I remember saying to myself, the front line can't really hear any of our cheering. And I prayed for their safety. Lots of my friends work in the front line. Mm-hmm. And one of the founding expert member of Mass Get America, it's Helen Pasola. She's a nurse practitioner of the Veteran Hospital in New York. And she was telling me the news about Barry. We lost Barry, a friend. And
then he
also told me about her son. Her husband nearly died from COVID complication as well. And he worked in the ICU. The front line have taken so much. They sacrificed so much for us. And at that time, I said to myself, I'm not a doctor. What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
So I went and looked for my camera, and I said, at least I can raise awareness, because my background is advertising. I used to work in advertising as a creative director.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working at Ogilvy & Mather for years in New York, and I'm trained to be able to create communication and effective communication, and I had done a lot of, you know, memorable campaigns for clients like TD Ameritrade, Motorola, Amex, and I have the training to do something. So I told myself, I gotta think about this. It's problem solving. You want to increase awareness. You want people to pay attention to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to start to understand the need to prevent sickness. As we're learning now, just getting the vaccine is not enough.
It's great to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. But lots of people still get it. They still get infected. And people with medical conditions, such as chronic kidney disease, which I have myself, if people have obesity, if people have cancer, diabetes, hypertension, lung disease, all of that, those conditions make you more vulnerable, and it makes the COVID more dangerous, because you can have complications. It can worsen your existing condition. But even people who are previously healthy, young people, they develop long COVID symptoms, which are so difficult to understand. And I got sick last winter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I listened to, the public health advice. Dr. Fauci was saying, if you have the primary series, you can see your family. And that was 2021, that winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see my mom. I haven't seen her. She has dementia. And I went to see my family and have a gathering. And I contracted COVID. My sister and I both were sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so what happened is, even though people are vaccinated and boosted, when you let your guard down, and some people can get very sick. And I got 5 nights of insomnia. And I had, because I have kidney disease, my kidneys flare up.
Oh, and I'm sorry.
So it has inflammation. And it caused hematuria and proteinuria, meaning I have protein leaking to my urine and also blood leaking to my in my urine. So those those symptoms are very severe for my disease.
Yes.
And as a result, a few months later, my kidney function reduced. So I was stage one for the disease, and then I became stage two. That means it's advancing my disease, and it can, you know, make me closer to reaching, like, more severe sickness. And also months later, I developed sleeping disorder. I started to wake up in the middle of night, and during the day, I started to get drowsy. So even though I was vaccinated, I still developed these symptoms months later. So I went to see my doctor, and my doctor talked to me about, like, the possibility that I have long COVID. They ordered a sleep study for me and found out that I developed obstructive sleep apnea. And obstructive sleep apnea means, like, when I fell asleep, I will stop breathing.
Oh, my.
Like, when I actually, like, in deep sleep,
mm-hmm.
The muscle of my throat started to, like, relax too much that the oxygen's not getting in.
Mm.
So that's what COVID is about. Mm-hmm. It affects people, everyone differently. Some mm-hmm. people might not get very sick, but they can still contract the virus, and they might be asymptomatic or having mild COVID, mild cold symptoms, and they can spread it.
Mm-hmm.
So people who live in a city, for example, they have to rely on public transportation. When you take the subway inside a train car, you don't know who's sitting next to you. So recently I went to Georgia for a conference, and there was some, one night we have some event and everyone eat together. And I think I got something from there. So after I come back, I got sick. But when I'm not feeling well, I will make sure that I won't spread it to other people. I
right.
stay home. And if I have to go see my doctor, I get in the train, I will not sit next to anybody. I try to, like, I wear N95. That's to protect my kidneys and also other people. Because if I have been infected with something, I don't want to give it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after 9 days, like, coming back, I still have symptoms. I went to see my doctor and tested negative for flu and COVID. And it's very important to test. And also, sometimes the home tests are not, you know, very sensitive. It's not really giving you the diagnosis. So it's very important to, like, get a PCR test or just stay home if you're mm-hmm. having symptoms. The best is just stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's very important to wear a good mask, like N95 or KN95, and that fits you well. And,
mm-hmm.
Tightly fit around your face, cover the nose and the mouth. A lot of people say masks don't work. What if you don't wear the mask, or if you don't wear them properly, they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of people say, oh, there are a lot of studies showing masks are not effective. Well, masks are effective. Even if, you know, everyone wear layered cloth masks that fit really well, can still block the droplets, because layers of fabric will still drop the something that's coming out from the someone's breath. And the COVID spreads to, you know, an infected person. So when the air quality is poor, the viral particles stay in the air for hours.
Mm.
So this is like an airborne virus when it's in a poorly ventilated space. That's why the CDC and the White House Task Force, everybody, all the experts are advising people to increase ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
We can't control the public space where the ventilation, we can't tell whether the ventilation is good unless you have, like, one of those, like, carbon dioxide monitor.
Mm-hmm.
It will show you a reading and that helps you to understand whether the ventilation system is filtering the carbon dioxide. But if the ventilation is poor, it's definitely important to wear very good masks and wear them properly, because that will protect yourself and other people.
Wow. Everything you have just told us is so important, and I thank you for sharing it. And I actually feel a sense of relief hearing you say, you know, these scientifically proven things, because I feel like so many people are being gaslighted, being told, oh, it's no worse than a cold, you don't have to worry about that anymore. Prominent politicians have actually said COVID is over, which is shocking to me when we have such high hospitalization and death rates. We have variants coming. And so what a relief to hear you talk about this in a scientifically accurate way. So let's talk about masks.
Well, some people love to say that COVID is over now, mm-hmm. but look at the data.
Right.
Between February 15 and March 22nd, mm-hmm. if you go to the CDC's website, you can see the reported COVID deaths. And there were the total between February 15 and March 22nd is 13,211
wow.
deaths.
Wow.
So when people die from a virus, the virus has like violently attacked the body and killed that person, basically.
Yes.
Now think about when people managed to survive but didn't die, right? Lots of people get very sick from it. And according to the CDC's website, that has a long list of people with medical conditions that make them vulnerable. That whole population is nearly 200 million people in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And currently, we are doing so well with booster. No. Only have 16.4% of the U.S. population that have received the updated COVID booster.
Oh, dear.
So look at how the population of the vulnerable people. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that are very vulnerable to severe COVID.
Yes.
And according to the Washington Post database, they just published this, which they have done a massive like survey and study of 4.9 million people, medical mm-hmm. records. And according to that database, it showed that approximately 40 million U.S. residents who had survived COVID mm-hmm. but continue to seek medical care for long COVID.
Oh, wow.
Now, seeking care, that's like how it specifies this population, because they can track the medical records from these people who actually show up to the doctor's office or the hospital for care. But think about people who are just toughing it out. Like they have symptoms, but they're like not doing anything about it.
Right.
We do that, right? We
right.
all do that.
Right.
Like if I waited 9 days to see my doctor, even though I have bloodshot red eyes, I have like cold symptoms, like congestion and all kinds of stuff, I stay home. And then, like, when the symptoms not going away, then I said, okay, I'm going to call the doctor and just to check it out, because my neck was swollen and stuff.
Mm.
Thank God I'm not having COVID. But mm-hmm. I toughed it out. Most people tough it out. So when mm-hmm. they are having sleeping disorder, they don't know that. When they are having brain fog, like difficulty thinking and concentrating, they are having, like, even heart palpitation, like when they have uneven heart rhythms, they don't know that. Coughing and minors, like, you know, when they are, like, not tasting things properly or smelling things properly, they don't necessarily go to the doctor and inform them about what's happening to them. Because a lot of people are just busy with their life. They're not taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So this number, 14 million U.S. residents that Washington Post has written about do not reflect the entire picture. This is a dangerous virus that can affect people's health.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot continue to spread this disease and allow it to be the right now is the third leading cause of death. And let's talk about that. Heart disease has many different kind of heart disease, and cancer is the other top leading cause of death. But cancer, as we know, is a compound disease. There's cancer for every organ, are compiled to become the leading cause of death. COVID is the most scary infectious disease. And being the third leading cause of death literally means it really should not be around. And what I really want to talk about today, I hope we have time for that, is ending the emergency declaration.
Yes, let's talk about that. That's very important. Please do.
That has been making me unable to sleep through the night because I worry.
Oh.
I worry that millions of people have been disabled. I worry that it's continually taking life. And I don't agree with our president or the Congress for lifting the pandemic emergency orders right now. Because right now, we don't have cure for all the people suffering from long COVID. You cannot really find one cure. Because the long COVID affects people's body completely differently for each person. POT and ME/CFS, all these really complex disease that people are suffering, and disable them and make them unable to work. And the White House has said that they will disband its COVID response team after the public health emergency ends in May.
Oh my.
That doesn't make any sense, does it?
No.
We need funding for many kinds of research. We need better ways to track the virus in real time. We also need to expand the public education on prevention.
Mm.
We need vaccines for all, not just the people who have insurance. We also need to control the price of all of these tools. We need treatments for all. We need diagnostic tools. We need more research for diagnostic tools because right now, I'm not sure, there are two things we need to pay attention to is that immunity wanes.
Right.
So even if you have COVID once, you can get it again because the immunity do not last. And if you have vaccines early in the year, by the end of the year, the vaccines will not protect you anymore because the immunity wanes as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to know that what the White House proposing with this NU vaccine program to give people one vaccine, one shot annually, it's not the solution because there are also some people with medical conditions that make them unable to develop immunity from the vaccine or they simply cannot take the vaccine. So that means we need to also promote other preventive tools besides vaccines. We also need people to practice indoor masking. We also need to provide more air purifier, increase ventilation in public spaces. We also need to have better diagnostic tools, free tools, free masks. They're all great stuff for public areas. If you see a box of free masks in front of a shop, you will probably be more open to grabbing a mask when you go inside this really crowded mall because nobody want to get sick, but you might not have a mask with you. So having free masks is a great way to encourage people to wear masks. Forcing people, having mandates a lot of time is not, that doesn't work, as we know. But giving people the tools and education, raising awareness, explaining what the disease can cause you. Basically, some people get disabled from the virus. we should show that. We should explain that to people if they're willing to take that risk.
Everything you're saying is exactly correct and so powerful and so very necessary. I'm so thankful that you're willing to say it, that you're willing to think in these good ways. We have to go to commercial right now, but when we come back, I want to talk about how we can truly have some practical applications that result in people wearing masks and taking precautions and staying safer. So before we go to break, I want to thank BNX, especially BNX Converting, for donating some wonderful masks to our nonprofit, Wells of Victory, Inc., that produces this podcast. So we thank you, BNX. Made in America is like music to our ears, and these masks are high quality. We received N95 NIOSH respirators and KN95s, also high quality, and they have beautiful colors. They even have a variety of skin tones, and you can choose one that is closest to your skin tone if you want a more natural look. And then they have bright colors, and they have more neutral colors, and, of course, your traditional black and white. So these are beautiful, high-quality masks that we know everyone in our community will be excited to wear. And, you know, wear some yourself. Wear a mask. You know, folks talk about, I love you, and right now, wearing a mask says, I love you. My granddaddy used to say, love is a verb. Love has arms and legs. And wearing a mask is a way to say, I love you, I care about you, and show empathy for others. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Oh, wait a minute! They told us we had it all, Jordan! Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Rhett.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hear the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years... Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Extinction is forever. To save America's most iconic and imperiled species from extinction, we must fight for their future. Fight to save the natural lands that wildlife call home. Fight to limit pollution. Fight for smart development. Fight for their future, and fight for ours. For so goes nature, so goes us.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see.
D-E-P-R.
Mental illness doesn't show up on a scale.
Bipolar?
Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment.
Anxiety. I thought so.
If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
When you take your car in for an oil change, a good mechanic will also take care of other routine maintenance to make sure your car runs safely and efficiently. Protecting your health isn't much different. When you get a COVID-19 vaccine, it's important to make sure you're also protected from other serious but preventable diseases. It's easy and convenient to get other routine vaccines at the same time as a COVID-19 vaccine. So make sure you ask a healthcare professional about other vaccines you may need to maintain your health.
Meet Norm. He lives with anxiety, but with the help of this latest innovation from Be Normal, he can be normal, just like everyone else. With the swipe of a finger, you can project happiness, confidence, machismo. Why settle for being real when you can be normal? The Normal Maker. New from Be Normal.
This item doesn't really work because there's no such thing as normal. We're all different. What we like, how our brains work. In fact, 1 in 5 of us live with mental illness. Don't filter who you are. Start by talking to someone you trust. And remember, there is no normal.
We are strong and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Come and save her. Let her believe they get on their knees. They pray hard, and never look back. What's the world forgave?
What a powerful and important and necessary conversation we are having today. And that is because of our dynamic guest. Would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
My name is Julie Lam. I'm the founder of Mass Together America. Most of the people who follow Mass Together America's platform know me as Julie, who's the photographer who took a lot of pictures on the street. Since the start of the pandemic, I use my photography, street photography, to raise awareness. I share stories about people behind the mask. And a lot of these people, they come from all walks of life. Some people had COVID, some people didn't. I mean, they took precautions, and that's why they never had COVID. But a lot of these people also know people that have severe illness, and so they share their story with me, and I share their story on the platform. I'm also a writer. I have a master's degree in writing. And so I use all my skills, whatever I have, to support public health.
Amazing. Amazing. What happens when people share their stories about wearing masks? How does that impact other people?
Well, this is essentially empowerment. So we all have the power because we all have a unique story to share. Everyone's experience in life is different. When these people send their story or communicate with me, we exchange emails or we chat on the phone. Sometimes we have a long conversation, and then they will share their story with me, and I will help them to put it together. And it's challenging to share on social media because you are not allowed to share, you know, very long pieces. So it needs to be, like, way shortened. Sometimes people have long COVID, and they have it, like, multiple times. And so their stories are actually, like, 3 years of suffering. And it really is very difficult to condense these stories into 2,200 characters on Instagram. But I get better over time. Initially, it was really a challenge to write short pieces. When I was in grad school, my biggest weakness is I tend to write long. My professor used to say, oh, you need to, like, know how to edit your work. Guess what? Like, the last 3 years has been, like, great training for my writing skills. I have been, like, learning how to summarize things and also, like, just work on capturing the most important information to share with the readers. And my ultimate goal is to make these each story to become PSA. I want people to understand how to protect themselves. Once they learn through other people's experience, whether they had COVID or not have COVID, is that you can take action to protect yourself by reading these stories and seeing that you're not alone if you're wearing your mask. Because sometimes I have people writing to me and say that they're extremely isolated. I mean, I even have a lot of followers in UK. I even have people writing to me from Canada, not just in United States. We reach actually every single state in the United States. We even have people following us from Alaska. But we also have followers in outside of the United States. We have people in India. We have Japanese following Mask Together America. They love seeing the mask portraits. They love seeing that they're not alone, taking precautions and taking these smart steps to protect themselves and their community. And the beauty of empowerment is that when this person steps up to do something, people will look at this person and say, I can do that too. And this person is sending a message to their own circle and beyond, because, like, outside of their own circle, there are other people looking at this person and they can relate to this person. And we are very inclusive in a sense that we really reflect America's population. USA is a melting pot. I don't like to talk about race so much, but COVID did disproportionately hurt the Black and Brown community.
Mm-hmm.
It's most likely because of misinformation, the spread of misinformation, and health inequality. I want to talk about this really is that besides needing an education campaign, we need health equity.
Mm-hmm.
Health equity is not just about the equal access to clinical care or treatment. Everyone, rich or poor, no matter what skin color you have, should have equal access to preventive tools and information that empower people to take care of their health.
Mm. Yes.
And we need to speak up for people who have been marginalized, and people should not have to subscribe to an expensive paper or, mm-hmm. like, you know, there are a lot of information sharing on Substack, but a lot of the authors, you know, charge you subscription. And then there's also information from the CDC website, which they might think it's accessible to people, but the way they the information is presented is so, you know, hard for people to read and understand. That makes the information not accessible. And that's why I emphasize that the reason why we created Mass Together America is to inspire everyone to take action together.
Yes.
You and I can just share our mask portrait and say, I'm wearing my mask because I'm going to post this picture of myself today. I went to see my doctor, and there's a sign that my hospital still has mask requirement. Mm-hmm. I took a picture of me next to the sign, and I'm going to post it and tell people that, you know what, I got sick, and I don't want to spread the virus, and I'm very glad that they have mask requirement, because then I can protect my doctor from getting sick. My doctor wear an N95 when I notify her that I'm not feeling well. Mm-hmm. And so she wore an N95 to protect herself when she examined me. That's what we need to happen in America or the world, is that we need to care about each other. We can all take small steps.
Yes.
We can promote public health. We can do this. Mm-hmm. I took a class that was organized by, actually at the start of the pandemic, when Governor Cuomo was still the governor, he has this public health leadership training program. And I signed up for the program, and I took the class to learn about public health, like how to be a public health advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I was certified, and I created Mask Together America with the help of lots of people across the country. And that's what I did. I took action because I care, and I don't want to, like, regret someday that I didn't do everything I can to help end this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly have done amazing things, and you certainly have been a voice and a force for good and for change, and I appreciate you so much. Let's talk practically. Let's just be really practical right now with our masks. N95, KN95, of course, that's the gold standard of mask use. But what can someone do right now? Like, they're listening to us, let's say we reach 160 countries, 50 states. What can someone do today to bring mask wearing into their life and community?
If someone is still paying attention to the local transmission level and knowing that the virus is spreading, and if they know that the, you know, there's the wastewater tracker, and also the CDC has the transmission level. It's the one that, like, show the map is really red, and also you can track it by state. And if you know that your state, your city, or your county is having high transmission, it would be extremely important to raise awareness about masking, social distancing, and, like, just taking multiple precautions. And so that person can, you know, spread the news.
Yes.
They can post whatever they want on social media, because that's free. It's a free medium for everyone to express themselves. You can do that on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And you can just help raise awareness.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The more people is taking action to increase awareness, the more, you know, that will support the government as well. Because advocacy is not necessarily, you know, blaming anyone for not doing something. We should look at ourselves. What can you do? And take action. And if you can take a picture of yourself wearing a mask inside a supermarket, you are basically reminding people that when they go inside a not well ventilated place or in a crowd, they should wear masks.
Yes, yes, that's excellent. You know, there have been several celebrities that have worn masks on the red carpet.
Yes.
Or at awards shows. And I noticed lots of tweeting and retweeting of those images and stories and how people are very quick to, you know, make sure that we understand that that can be done. And I think that's very powerful.
Yes, it totally can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also people have to understand, oh, the masking is not a popular subject. And sometimes on social media, there are also a lot of, you know, COVID deniers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That are trolls, and they love to bully people who support public health.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've learned from the last 3 years and getting a lot of these trolls bullying me wearing a mask. And that's why I put immunocompromised on my mask.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that on my mask because I got bullied in person as well as on social media. Since I have a compromised immune system because I have chronic kidney disease, I wrote on my mask so that if, like, a person look at me and say anything, I am, like, I don't have to say much, but it's highly recommended by the CDC that people with medical conditions need to stay masked up whenever they are outside with other people.
Yes.
Because the pandemic is not over.
Mm-hmm.
So when I deal with these trolls and they say nasty things to me and say, you know, masks don't work, I ignore them.
Yes.
And sometimes I block them.
Mm-hmm.
I block their account. But sometimes I let it go. I just say to myself, I'm doing the best I can to raise awareness. And I'm not going to let anything get in the way. Because I want to reach as many people as possible. I personally hate social media.
Oh,
and when my son was a kid, my son is actually in college now. He's he was a senior when the pandemic started, like high school senior. So now he's a junior. But anyway, when he was growing up, I used to like not allow him to have social media accounts, and I didn't even have an Instagram account. At the start of the pandemic, I created an Instagram account just to raise awareness.
Mm-hmm.
My background is traditional advertising, and I don't really know much about interactive advertising. I'm kind of a dinosaur, but but I did, you know, my son taught me a lot about social media, and I opened an account, and initially, I was quite scared, you know, getting all these, you know, comments. But over time, I know that it sometimes is generated by, you know, these organizations that are anti-vaccination and anti-mask.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of these COVID deniers that really think, like, trying to spread the misinformation that COVID is not... it's like a flu. That's what they usually say. But COVID, of course, is not a flu. If we have lost, like, the reported death in the U.S. is at least 1.1 million.
Oh, my.
And with a virus that has killed so many people around the world and have, like, turned a lot of people disabled because of long COVID, COVID is not a flu.
Mm.
And so we just have to remember that our mission is to inspire more people to engage in public health. We can all do this. Mm-hmm. We can all help to fight misinformation.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. I appreciate you sharing your journey. Well, tell us where to find you. You know, right now, let's take some action. Let's follow you on social media. Let's start having conversations and posting pictures and sharing masks. Where can folks find you and connect with you and be part of what you're doing?
Oh, it's very easy. So you just have to type in Mask Together America on Instagram and Facebook. And you should follow, and if you use our hashtag, which is hashtag Mask Together America on Instagram, I will also be able to find you and like your post. And we should all support each other. And there's also a group. We created a group on Facebook. It's called Mask With Us.
Mm-hmm.
So people can join the Mask With Us group if you want to join a private group so that you can meet other people, other like-minded people who also are advocating safety, COVID safety precautions.
Mm-hmm.
And on Twitter, we are we couldn't get Mask Together America as a name, so we have Together We Mask. Together With Mask is the account name on Twitter. And all this information can be found on our website, which is masktogetheramerica.org.
Mm-hmm.
And just to clarify, one thing is we are a volunteer organization.
Mm-hmm.
We have no funding. We are just basically all people joining us and doing things together. We have been doing that since 2020, since the beginning of the pandemic. The account was started on Facebook was in May, I think, and the Mask With Us group was started in April, and I think Instagram account was somewhere around the same time in April. I remember posting about pictures of George Floyd. We have a lot of protests in New York, and people mask up to protest for Black Lives Matter. And so some of those pictures, mask portraits, were from the protest.
Wow. Wow. This conversation is amazing for me because we are Novids. We've never had COVID. I have a pandemic era baby. Like I literally gave birth and we had, you know, I had a baby and we had a pandemic. And so we hardly, you know, we have everything delivered. We socialize virtually. We do everything online. We do not go places, public places and things like that. Whenever we go out, we wear our masks, N95s, KN95s. We even have, you know, share masks with our community. The nonprofit that I direct, we share masks with our indigenous community. And as an indigenous family, we understand what pandemics and genocide have cost us. And so we take this very, very seriously. And so this is such a refreshing conversation for me because so often I feel like, oh, you know, just I have my mask. We have our masks on. We're trying to take the science seriously, and it's wonderful to hear from you. For folks who want community, who want to find like-minded people who wear masks and believe the science and follow the science, your voice and your organization are a light, a shining light. And I want to thank you for sharing all of this wonderful knowledge with us today, for joining us today, but most of all, for your bravery, being willing to lead in these troublesome times. I sure do appreciate you.
Thank you, Dr. Karima. We get braver once we become a mother. I always said to myself, I have the strength come from my son.
Yes, mine too.
I remember, you know, like I wasn't that person until, you know, I gave birth to my son. And
that's right.
I felt very vulnerable the night I gave birth to him. But then over, now he's 20 years old. 20 years of training, he trained me. He trained me to speak up, to basically fight for their generation, to create a better future for them. And as a mom, I would do anything for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not give up. Because my life is not, you know, in my mind, my life is not as important as my community.
Mm-hmm.
I can give my life to help save other people. I would do that without thinking. I just want to share one thing with everyone, is that if you cannot do great things, you can do small things in a great way. And that's what Dr. Martin Luther King said.
Yes.
And look at what he has done.
Yes.
And that's the guiding light for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I have some skills that I can give, and I would contribute all I have to help. Because mm-hmm. this global pandemic needs to really end. Not prematurely ending the funding, but it needs to really end. The health threat to end. It cannot be threatening so many people with medical conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We need to remember that there are other people in much worse condition than us ourselves. We need to think about the elderly people. We need to think about people who are fighting cancer. We need to think about people who have diabetes, asthma, chronic kidney disease. All of these people are very, very, very vulnerable to COVID. And those are the people that ended up in ICU and they lose their life. And we have lost so many lives already. We must learn how to prevent sickness. When we are sick, we are having symptoms, we think about other people. We don't go spreading the disease. And wearing a mask is the most effective way to prevent transmission of respiratory infections. There aren't any other better way when you have to be around other people.
Wow, again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful, powerful, powerful reminder that we must love one another, and wearing a mask is a tremendous way to do that. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being our guest and for all that you have shared today. And thank you to everyone who listens to what we have to share. This is why we do it. This is why we have these kinds of conversations, is because we hope that it will save lives, that it will keep people safe, that it will keep people healthy, and that our children, like my little one, will have a bright and healthy future. Thank you once again for joining us today. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I can't wait until next time.
The government saver, better believe they get on their knees, they pray hard, they pray hard, and never look back once the war forgave you.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave
you. You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.